happy Sunday before Monday motivation. I am super excited about my new podcast experiments and testings. I don't know if you noticed, but I actually published 5 in a row last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you could say I was motivated, and I think I'm usually very motivated, and we're going to talk about motivation as a form of self-coaching and a form of self-discipline and a form of changing our own attitude towards our life so that we can actually move ourselves forward and not stay stuck and not go backwards in life or not, you know, be stagnant and, you know, not succeed in what we want to do. So on the positive side, I'm super excited about this week that's coming towards the end of the year. It's a great time to think about what we want to do next. I think Sunday's a great day to think about how we want the week. And of course, each person can choose when to plan his or her own week. Yet, I love Sunday nights to actually reflect on what I want to get done this week. And for me, it's really important to have my priorities straight. And so I prepare my calendar for the week. I decide which days I'm going to work, which days I'm not going to work. And since I was away for a few days, then I am more and more motivated to get going and double up or double down on what I'm doing. And I just feel really good about my work because I want to get it done. It's like, you know, something that I'm passionate about. But even if you're not so passionate about things that you have to do, in quotes, you can find a way to have a better attitude about it. I'm telling you because I had to overcome something recently in which I really didn't feel like going someplace. And then I realized that even though my inner child, you know, didn't want to go because it's not my favorite thing to do, I actually disciplined my mind and redirected my thoughts in order to go because I have other values that are super important. So I decided to go and maybe not resist it so much and understand that there is a part of me that doesn't want to do it, just like you. Maybe you said, I'm going to exercise this week. And when the time comes, you don't even feel like going to the gym or you don't feel like doing it at home or at the park or at the pool. I don't know where you're training or at the tennis court or at the pickleball court. That's on style. So whatever movement you decided to do, just do it, you know, even if you don't feel like it. And I'm going to tell you that many times when it comes to exercise and movement, it's really about just doing it. Seriously, that's like the best quote ever. Just do it. Do it, do it, do it. And as I have given you tons of tips before, one of the most important ones is to actually do the warm-up and understand that our primitive brain, the automatic, the default one, is not going to want to. It's not going to want to go jog, nor walk, nor lift weights, nor do yoga, nor any of the things that you know are important to you this week. Okay? So take that into consideration and have an amazing week. Okay, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And if you like it, subscribe, and let's share our positivity with the world, which doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It's just that we have a positive attitude about whatever's going on so that we can actually get our goals done when it comes to being fit, healthy, happy, and free.